What is going on, you guys? This is another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. What is going on? I have a little thing in my throat right now, so I really do apologize. But I just want to tell y'all a funny story real quick. You can call this the intermission season of the show, whatever you want to call it. But I honestly think this is going to help a lot of people in their life, right? So I wasn't always saved. But I wasn't. So, but I always loved music, right? So I always used to rap. So, a little bit later, it was for God. But small story that's a little covered in those lines that a lot of people don't hear it is seventh grade. I was doing my own thing. I never really like smoked as hard as other people, right? But one time I remember me and my boy were coming back from school, right? And I would just like, we had a friend, right? She would always be lighting up something. Lighting up something to smoke. And I'm like, yo, I ain't about that light. Da, 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 da. I'd say every day. But then, you know, he was like, he said, I'm gonna try. So I was like, girl was cute. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna try some. I'm gonna try some. So I tried some. I take a whiff. I'm like, so nobody tells me you can't suck it in. You know, and I'm always so used to, like, you know, when we joking around, that's kind of the thing. You just sucking it in or whatnot. That's not what you do, apparently. Apparently, what you're supposed to do is just breathe it in, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh, my throat's so messed up, right? We laughing, and they doing their little ring. I watch Chizamir, whatever you want to call it, Chizamir cat, right? From Alice in Wonderland. So I'm like, I want to do the little ring things that he was doing in the movie, because that was cool. So like, I'm like, I'm doing weird stuff with my tongue just like that. Try and get that effect. And to no avail, I can't. So time goes on. It's like 5 o'clock. I'm like, oh, shit. Bro, I need to get to my show tonight, bro. I'm on. And so we rush to my room, my house, and all this, me and my boy. And one thing I didn't know is the effect it was gonna have on my voice, right? So we getting dressed, and not only that, we gotta go to the mall, right? Cause I always have to buy a new, it's tradition before I step on stage ever. I spend that morning just trying to get fly. Cause I'm like, it's kinda like treating yourself a little bit. You work so hard to get here. So you're just like, you know, you're trying to get smooth. You know what I'm saying? Do a good performance, speak, spoken word, whatever it is. Try and look good for the audience. A little reflection of what you're doing on stage. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be pulling out that energy, you want clothes that match out that energy, spoken word, whatever it is, you know? So I'm like, okay, I'll go to the store. Mind you, the mall is like 30 minutes away. So that's a full-on hour commute. And we go during traffic, right? So we get there. I know the manager of the store. I'm like, yo, I need what's good. What's good with y'all? What y'all got? Actually, I was dating the manager back then. So it didn't go like that. And we were talking a lot more. It was just some extra stuff. But when I saw my boy who worked for her, I asked him that. I said, yo, what's good, what you got? So he showed me to a bag. Da, 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 da. That only took maybe 10 minutes. I'm a guy. Nothing more needs to be said. No cap. I have seen girls actually come in and out stores quicker than that. But girls also take more time also because they want to look good. For me, I'm like, what am I feeling? What am I feeling? I'm feeling black. Ooh, I'm feeling white. Oh, I'm feeling buttoned up. I'm feeling shorts, Air Force, gray, Kobe, and that's kind of where I'm at, right? So I'm feeling stuff. And right now, we're leaving Sanford. It's like 10 minutes to 6. I'm like, oh my God. Praying that, like, I get there in time. Because we are a good half hour away. But this is 6. 6 o'clock rush. So I'm like, all right, bro. We go in evasive maneuver mode. I go to take 3 or 4 back roads, side roads, roads I never seen before. We're going through estates, we're going through backyards, not really backyards, but we're going through them side roads that, like, usually aren't even on Google Maps and are dirt roads. And I'm like, oh my gosh, bro, the stuff I do and stuff I get myself into. So we get in this back road, right? And then we get to the place. But before we get there, right when we're about to hit it in the back row, we get like this person who's basically like their tires flat, and I'm like, dang, I gotta help that person out. And we are making early, right? I help the person out, and then we run late. We really run late. I run 10 minutes past what I'm supposed to do. And then, that's the cool part. Go in. I text the person as soon. I said, listen. I text him updates the whole thing throughout the day. Not that I was, see, I done that again. Not that I was like smoking and whatnot. I was just texting him like throughout the day, right? So, by the way, it was just vape. Just so we clarify, it was just vape. So, it was a little bit more than that, but it was like old school vape, like not the new one that people preach, like absolutely nothing. Blah, blah, blah. It was old school vape. The new school vape is a lot more annoying, no cap with these jewel pods and whatnot, but it was old school vape. So we go in and whatnot, and I get there 20 minutes late. I get there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed it. And the guy ordering the van, like, he's basically telling me the whole time, like, just keep coming. Just focus on getting here. Just focus on getting here. I get there. And basically, I have 5 minutes to prep. Because apparently the whole thing was running slow, too. There were just a lot of things that happened. But it's funny because, one, the turnout still was good of everything late happening. The people still in there, the retention rate was still amazing. And, you know, I looked back at that store. I said, you know, it's crazy. When you're faithful in a little bit, and when you really show God, and God sees that you've changed your heart, because I changed my heart with smoking because it took time. It took my time. I said, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I made a way to help somebody. For that brief second, I lived in eternity. Because I helped somebody off the eternal life I have. So I lived with an attitude in that moment. That moment was an eternity. Why? Because I treated that moment like eternity. Because I did not think that this man was taking my time or da da da. I did that. Even though in the beginning I was like hesitant. At the end of the day, I was like, I'm going to do it. Go out to the show one time. We did what we needed to do. Performance was killer. It was good all around. And I was just like, dang, yo, this is what eternity feels like. I did more today than I felt like I did all week. And I'm happy. I'm stoked. I was able to help people in ways I really couldn't have within the regular 24 hours I treated. Now, when I got on stage, yeah, my voice went boo. Nah, but really, my voice was not that good. But regardless, the song rap is just blah, 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 blah. On rhythm. rap is just boo, 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 boo on rhythm, so it really didn't make that much of a difference. But yeah, it was just a huge lesson that, like, God really works in mysterious ways, and that no matter what I may find myself in, God just cares about your heart. Your actions are too a proof of your heart, but God can see a heart change like this, and God can do a time change and a directional change and a fate destiny change in the numerous people affecting and influencing your way in getting there like this. He's God. Don't forget that. I love you guys. Thank you for another episode of Dive Rabbit Talk So Much. Take care, y'all. Y'all stay beautiful. Yeah.